Strange that. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we do broadcast from the Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Good evening and welcome. My name is Grim, and this is A Working Knowledge, and I am your host for the next 60 minutes and every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. So thank you so much for joining me as always this evening. A whole bunch of, I think it's fair to say, excellent music to come your way tonight. We're going to have some folk, we're going to have some indie, we're going to have some Afrobeat, we're going to have some psychedelic, some drone, you know, running the usual gamut that we do here on CFRC. And we do broadcast 24/7, 365 days a year, also available through Cogeco Cable 282 and worldwide through our stream at cfrc.ca. And we're all on all kinds of multiple downloadable platforms. There is no reason why you can't listen to us, no matter where you are and where you go. So let's kick things off tonight. This is Billy Bragg and Wilco with an admonishment to watch the skies.
Myself and you solo. Now isn't heart and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Now isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain?
Piece of music was from a Norwegian duo called Konradsen, and their album snuck up on me earlier in this year, although we're at the point in this year where everything's earlier in the year, called Michael's Book on Bears. I mean, I had no idea what to expect. I thought it might be sort of some indie pop music, and it kind of is, but it also isn't. It's got a foot firmly in folk and maybe indie folk, but then it also starts to spiral off into other places as well, and you know, some experimental locations where it ends up. And that was pretty indicative of what I'm talking about. The track's called Delois Viesu, and it features a colleague of theirs, Emil Carlson, who's vocalizing. He's First Nations in Norway, and he's just vocalizing on that particular piece, which I find quite beautiful and indeed somewhat reminiscent of our own First Nations in Canada. So thought I'd play it for you, let you all decide. You know, if you're a regular listener, and you may already have suspected, basically the point of this program, A Working Knowledge, thanks for listening, is for me to play music I like, and hopefully some of it you will like as well. And that's fairly accurate. So right before Konradsen, we heard a wonderful George Harrison cover, courtesy of Jonathan Wilson and Graham Nash, covering Isn't It a Pity. Beth Orton gave us Lean on Me from a little EP of hers put out late 97, I was going to say early 98, but late 97, called The Best Bit. And this was released prior to her 1999 release, Central Reservation, prior to her debut. really, I've always liked the EP, in particular that song Lean On Me, which is a Terry Collier song, and he in fact duets with her on there. Just fabulous, beautiful, slays me every time. I've never grown tired of listening to their voices together. And then we had some Rufus Wainwright with One Man Guy, and we started with Billy Bragg and Wilco performing Woody Guthrie, My Flying Saucer, and this is CFRC. My name's Grim. Thanks for tuning in, and we are, as promised, getting into some more psychedelic direction, more experimental directions, but I'm going to be gentle with you tonight. We'll get there gradually, and I think we'll enjoy the ride. You see, I promised to get us there with some shoegaze, psychedelic garage, all of the good things in life. Let's see, what was in that set? Oh, that was, of course, Slow Dive from their 2023 album, a great piece called Shanty. What a return to acclaim they've had over the last two albums. About 20 years off in between, and then they're back. Deer Hunter with Desire Lines, The Oblivions, of course, and Call the Police. That was wonderful. And then two tracks from 1974. We started that little set with Can, gave us Dizzy Dizzy, and then Hawkwind, the Psychedelic Warlords. Indeed they are, but that's also the name of the song. You can smell the patchouli oil. And this is CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Grim. This is A Working Knowledge, and I'm about to head out the door, so a couple more, ideally, to get it to you before I'm off. Thanks very much for listening. Perhaps I'll see you at some shows. There's a lot of great music coming into Kingston over the next couple months. Many, many things to see. To start this next song, we're going to play The Baptist Generals out on Sub Pop a long time ago, and this cut's called Dog That Bit You. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Cheers.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.